What are some of the questions that women ask you in that situation of being first diagnosed with metastatic disease?
They ask, how long do they have? What is my life going to be like? They certainly ask about their prognosis, and that's when I think I have an opportunity to tell them that it's difficult to give them any kind of a clear-cut idea, but we have so many different and new drugs and agents coming on the market or those that are on the market that we have many things that we can use with them. And now we have some way of truly measuring how they're doing. We will follow them closely. We will restage them after a period of time, most of the time 3 cycles or 3 months, depending on what kind of a regimen they are on. And that if whatever is recommended now isn't working, we have something else. And that many of them are things that they will be able to tolerate in a good way. And that our goal is really to keep their life going with a good quality of life for as long as we can.
What about the use of chemotherapy in metastatic disease? What is the sort of overall strategy that you take in that situation?
Well, the strategy that I take in terms of educating them, is that what you're referring to?
Right.
Again, it's that we want to control their symptoms. We want them to have a good quality of life, especially if this is somebody who was node negative and did not receive a taxane and we were going to a taxane. I really try to tell them that if they had a difficult time with GI symptoms from their initial adjuvant chemotherapy, that this is a group of drugs that we find does not have that kind of toxicity profile in the majority of women. They are easily tolerated in terms of GI toxicity. They're easier on your blood counts than an anthracycline-based chemotherapy. So from that perspective, I think that their quality of life will be better. We then certainly monitor them for the neuropathies that they may experience. And if they're not experiencing much in the way of peripheral neuropathy, it's a very tolerable group of drugs. Also, it's been my experience that the toxicity profile is diminished when we're giving drugs on a more frequent basis. So giving paclitaxel on a weekly basis is a lot easier on women than giving it to them every 3 weeks in terms of the toxicities they experience. I feel like the treatment for breast cancer is in a much more positive state than it was a few years ago, and I think our goal continues to help women feel good for as long as we can, and we have many more things and ways we can do that, not only with the drugs to actually treat their cancers, but the drugs to help with the toxicities.